And things are done everywhere. Not all on a sudden that the highest realizing sentiment will grow in one's heart. Gradually it will, he will fill within himself. According to the awakenment, degree of awakenment, he will be able to find who is he properly. In Sanatana Goswami, that real Bhagavatam is the Gopu Kumar is gradually, in accordance to his awakenment of the inner heart and sentiment, he is led to different planes of life, and not feeling satisfaction, again some connection from the higher, and he is taken to the higher plane next. Again sometime he is staying there, so after some time some dissatisfaction came in him, and another agent came from another higher position, and he is taken there. In this way, gradually, according to his own inner awakenment, he is taken to different higher planes, which is found there in Brihad Bhagavatam.
In the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, and also in the 7th canto, the sannyasa dharma that is mentioned, it seems as if one has to go to a forest.
What do I do?
One has to live in a forest, and he stays in one place for only one day.
That is external. That is external. One day in every place. Kuti chak bahudal, the different stages. First kuti chak, he will construct a cottage and he will live there for some time. And bahudal, the next second stage, he won't fix himself in a particular place, but he will take different types of water. Bahudaka means many types of variegated waters. That he will wander to any and every place and go on practicing his own life. Then hamsa, the next third stage will be hamsa. Hamsa means water and the milk mixed together, but the swan can take out the milk, leaving the water intact. So he will be sarograhi, wherever he may mix, what society he may mix, he must try to take the very gist of truth, living which is unnecessary in the society. That is hamsa. Then paramahamsa, the highest stage is paramahamsa, that wherever he may stay, he will be all right. No external environment will be able to affect him or to change him, the highest position. These are the, and again more than that, it is said sometimes that avadhuta are the fifth stage. At that time, he is particularly sin to mix with the filthy atmosphere. But it is not so. That can never affect him. That is the fifth stage. It is this way it has been mentioned. In general, independent of Godhead, sannyas is of three kinds, Vidyat, Vibhisha and Narottam. Vidyat sannyasi has been described of such a degree that when one can understand fully, he even leaves his body and gets relief of that bondage immediately. That is Vidyat. and Bibhisha. Gradually he wants to accept different stages and pass through that and go to the highest realization. And there is another Narottam, Vidikita Haringihat Prabhajit. He wants Hari, and finding in his heart, he gives up his family life and wander here and there. But Hari in his heart he wants. And naturally, whenever there is a congregation of the saints, he stays there. Kirtan, Sadatan, Kirtan, Tumam, Athayan, Tashtamang, Nittang, Tushyam, Ticha, Raman, Ticha, the Sadhu Sangha. So, the summary of everything for a Vaishnava Sannyasi is this, that he will mix with the Sadhu, the Vaishnava saints. And what is the mixing with the Sadhu? That is serving him. In another word, if he will serve under his Guru, that will be the most profitable. If such high Guru is not within his conception, such guide, high guide, then also within the equal association, he will try to maintain the higher thoughts, divine, within his heart by such activity. And the association means a form of service, serving attitude. Without serving attitude, we cannot enjoy a saint, a Vaishnava. To associate with Vaishnava means to serve Vaishnava. To associate with anything holy, that means to serve. Otherwise, if I exploit, I want to get some pleasure from the environment, I shall have to go down. Serving spirit must be maintained in one's heart, and that will be dynamic and gradually lift him from higher to higher. And the static aim is with the Mayavadins, that is different order. They want to have a temporary rest, life full of rest. That has already been discarded. That is impossible, temporarily it may be possible. The slumber, the samadhi. But the samadhi will break down one day. Sthavar deho dev deho jaichi avasthiti in Ramananda Raya. Those that aspire after the highest salvation, they have ultimately come to be a fossil. It is unconscious. Fossil is also unconscious. Not conscious of his own soul, fossil. The sthavar deho in Ramananda Raya. He may become a Himalaya or an Alps. Long time sleeping there. No arrangement of any consciousness. And Devdeho, the demigods, they have the enjoy, and the punya merit is finished, then again come here to work, to begin his life fresh, with fresh prospect. What's the time?
4:25.
4:25. I stop here today.
Jaya Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Prirajacharya, Sri Srimad, Is Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakam, Srila Dev Goswami,
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
In the second stage of sannyas, the Kutichak stage?
Kutichak, Bahudak, Hamsa, Paramahamsa.
Bahudak.
And then again, and then the section divided Vidyat Sanyas, Vividsha, Narottam. Three kinds of sanyas. Vidyat, Vividsha, Narottam. Again, every sanyas is subdivided into four stages. Kutichak, Bahudak, Hamsa, Paramhamsa. Vidyat Sannyas does not come under division, because it is, when taken, it is finished. He thinks himself in such a safe position, he at once leaves his body and vanishes. Vidyat. He does not want to. This is, of course, not Vaishnava sannyas. He does not want to lose any time here. He is so disturbed with the present atmosphere. He does not want at all to live here even for a second. He finishes himself. This is not a very optimistic line. Vivissa, it comes under regulation. Vivissa means Icha, not finally fit, but wants to be fit. Chiti. In Vivissa Sannyas, four sections, Kutichak, Bahudak, Hamsa, Paramahamsa. The first, to settle in a place, particular place, with some simple and humble life, and to go on with the mantra. And the bhiksha, taking food by bhiksha. Not talking much with anyone or mixing with the society at large. This is the first stage. In the second stage, he will try to mix with the society, not only in that place, but he will have an experience of the wide world as much as possible, and to come in connection with different classes of men, and to test what he has done, whether it is right or wrong. He must consolidate his position by meeting and coming in contact with different forces, anti as well as favorable and unfavorable of pariksha, test, the life of test stage. The third, Hamsa. Hamsa means he will try his best to draw what is the essence of every teachings, every book, every society, every community, every different conceptions of theism, all these in a contact, but he will try to draw the essence, the third stage. And the fourth stage is the stage of one's well-established position. He may do this, that, anything, but he is settled in his idea, what he got previously from his guru, perfectly undisturbed. He may pass his time. Whatever things may come from outside, they can't disturb him in such position. He will live. And then one day he will pass away. And another is Narottam Sannyas. They do not care for all these things, formalities, but they are simple things that they will take shelter to Hari, to Narayana, who is within. Who is within? Thinking of Narayana, he will wonder here, there, this thought, there, that. But his main thing would be the worship of Narayan, whether in Vrindavan, Puri, or some such place, or Ayodhya according to his conception. In this way, there is a devotional class. He may be a Trisandi, Hrigatta Haringe Hat Prabhajit, who takes shelter under the holy feet of Hari, and he will live the world, worldly life, and will wander here, there, everywhere, taking the name of the Lord, and mixing with the devotees of the Lord in this way. This is the general conception of the sannyas. This is some negative side. The positive side would be in the case of Narottam sannyas, when we take particularly to this system, in a practical way we want to deal it very successfully, then we have to find that anyhow we must come in connection with the service of the Hari Guru Vaishnava. Merely the recollection of Hari is not forceful enough to expedite our realization. Something positive should be done. Just as Prahlad Maharaj told, when Narada went to see after Mahadev, went to see the positive participation in devotion lying to Prahlad. Prahlad told, what do I do? Devotee, you know everything about me. I am simply trying to recollect. They recollect my Lord. Recollection, remembrance. But remembrance is not enough. It is very weak connection with Hari. Mere remembrance, it is Santa Rasa. Maybe taken and count, to be counted as Santa Rasa. A very weak and but favorable position towards the service. But actual service of Hari, always to be busy, to find out how we can satisfy him, that is laudable thing. And I have but known that temperament. If you want really a devotion of Hari, just go to Hanumanji. He is surcharged with spirit of serving Ramchandra. How wonderfully he did it. So I am in weak position. It is his grace that I am not engaged in any worldly thought, but very meager and a lower order, not very intense remembrance I have got about Hari. So the mere connection with Hari is not enough. That is good. But from there we have to enter into the serving stages. And there are also classification and the intensity also. Really we come to face the opportunity by taking sannyas, exclusively giving up everything and the whole time service of the Hari. Not mere recollection, remembrance only, but actual service to satisfy him. That is necessary. So, dasya, Sokho Vatsala Madhur that will come gradually in the retinue thereafter. Do you follow? Who asked this question? Rasa?
I asked the question.
Chidananda Prabhu. Sannyas. Sannyas, the renunciation, has been described in this way. You will find in Gaudiya Pantra all these things. All these things you will find in Gaudiya Pantra. Vidyat, Vidya, Narutam, Sannyas.
What is the spiritual significance of taking water in different... You said the other day that Bohudak states the sannyasi takes water from different parts of the world.
That is not very important for our section. Bohudak, Udak means water. Bohudak means multivarious types of waters. The significance is that he will wander in many places and drink many different types of water. That is only a connection. Connection to show. So really, water is not the important thing that he drink. But many variegated nature of waters means various country he will move. That is mixed with various types of men and culture, and consolidate his own position, whether he is moving on rightly or wrongly. That is the purpose internal.
For the Vaishnavas, what is the position of Babaji?
Babaji was, that position was given by Mahaprabhu, or taken by Sanatana Goswami, just in presence of Mahaprabhu. Babaji was first taken by Sanatana Goswami in Benares, in front of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu gave his consent. It is supposed. That is considered to be above the sannyas. Above. That is generally considered the paramahamsa. Ashrama, sannyas ashrama. Nahaṁ vipro nacha narapati nāti vasyo na śūdro. Nahaṁ bodhni means brahmachari. Nacha grihapati gārhastha. No vanastho vanaprastha jyotirbha sannyas. These four stages in ashram. Now, nahaṁ vipro, I am not within that. I am above. Even a sannyasi, he has got some sort of position. He is also to follow some regulations, some particular forms of life. But Babaji, when they are considered to be above any sort of law, no position in the society. The sannyasins have got some position in the society as a general guide of the society, guru. But Babaji, they do not care even for anything. Anything. No, they cut up all connection with the society. And they are given wholesale towards Vrindavana Seva in Vrindavan. And in Parokiya Bhajan also they are engaged. But our Guru Maharaj, he saw that the imitationist. They are accepting the dress of Babaji, but they are not fit for that, for the standard. So, in the dress of Babaji, Babaji dress is being misused, and in the name of that dress, they are going out with adulteration, the Sahaja. There are so many different outcome of that degraded Babaji section. They are not fit for that high position, but take the dress and go to imitate the thing, but it is impossible for them to catch the real spirit of life, or they degrade and create so many pests in the society, and create a bad name for Rupa Sanatana and the Mahaprabhu and the Gaudiya Sampradaya at large. So he laid stress in this sannyas. You first prepare yourself that the head of the society and as a teacher of the society. Then when such time, high time will come, then you may see to take to that position if you find necessary. That is not, and does not depend on external dress, but internal improvement. Really, that thing depends on internal improvement on one's heart or realization, and does not depend on the external dressing. So this way, Prabhupada came and created this sannyas, Tridanda sannyas, Vaishnava sannyas, Vannara, and to preach that Babaji, our guru, above us. And we do not recognize you, anyone taking the dress of Babaji. No, you are not Babaji. Only external dress can not give you the honor of the post of Babaji. But you are all hypocrites and you are disturbing the society and the Vaishnava purpose. We don't care. You all go down. Don't venture to take the dress, to pollute the dress of Rupa Sanatana. Never do this. This is the warning of our Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada introduced this sacred thread, that become a Brahmin first, Brahmalok, then Viraja, Brahmalok, then Parabhum, Vaishnava place. First become a Brahmin, Daiva Brahmin. Try to acquire the quality of a Brahmin and have the sacred thread. Then above this, the Vaishnava. Vaishnava, crossing Brahmaloka. But they put this scope in. The Babaji class, they do not use, they are afraid of using this Brahma Sutra. But they use a scope in. But scope in, Guru Maharaj told, it is higher. Higher. Scope in means to stop all mundane, sensual inclination to the utmost. So don't venture to take Kaupin as Rupa Sanatana did. Before that, try to, in a position of a Brahmin, take the sacred thread if you have courage and real sincerity to go towards spiritual world, then come forward and take sacred thread and the red robe, and then make some substantial progress in the spiritual line. Then when you will find yourself quite safe in the spiritual life, not only that, but established in Krishna Lila in Vrindavan, then you may take the honor of that dress of Rupa Sanatana. otherwise to dishonor, then you should not imitate their dress. That was the temperament of our Guru Maharaj, and he inaugurated this Tridanda Sannyas into the Gauriya Vaishnava school. Once I was in Vrindavan, one educated Brahmachari, he took Babaji in Khadirman. I had a talk with him. You don't have any respect for the Babajis, and we are in the line of Rupa Sanatan. Then I told him, we think that we are within ashrama sannyas, that is servant of Rupa Sanatan, of the Babaji section here. We pose ourselves to be the servants of the Babaji. Well, that is well and good, but we do not know that. And at the same time, he should know that we cannot give you people the position of that Babaji. We do not accept you as Babaji. You are intruder. You are intruder. Forcibly entered physically the plane, and the fools rushing where angels fear to tread, your position is such, then he was impurated. You don't care for us, yes, no. Then that man who posed as a Babaji, he was caught red-handed. And he himself left that position, came back to family life. Not exactly family life, but giving up this Babaji vocation, he came to the town and he was educated. He began to coach students and thereby to earn something and eat. It is such. It is very hard not to crack. Not imitation can take us there. But by the grace of the Vaishnava, the inner awakenment, that can only be affected by the service of the Krishna and his servant, his devotees, must honestly try to achieve that sort of change really, and not outwardly, the proper realization is necessary. The conviction, the faith, the faith will take us to the concrete realization. The faith. A friend died somewhere. News came, I began to cry. Why? I don't see that he is dying here, my friend is dying. But only through faith. I began to cry, my friend has died. Through faith, from far, the feeling it may rouse, and many things may be done through faith. So for the farthest world, the faith is a positive thing, it is not imagination. Imagination is worthless. Imagination, faith is not imagination. It is more substantial than anything. What we experience here, that is futile, that is nothing. That is illusion. What we feel, what we say, concrete realization, the world, concrete world, then that is all the hallucination. But faith is such that it can show in a very subtle way the truth, more than mathematical calculation. The computer is showing so many things beyond the reach of our senses, by mathematics.
Mahananda.
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. So Giri Maharaj has been bitten on the face.
While he was sleeping. While he was
sleeping. Who will come? Who is in? Swami Maharaj told that he is the most wretched person. In Bengali he told Swami Maharaj, I told to Damodar Krishna. So that he told the Bengali word, not gunda, but
ambitious.
Desperate, something like desperate. The Bengali word I am trying to remember. Of a soldier, he has committed something wrong, and she must be punished. He must be punished. But Victoria, she did not like to deal the first case with punishment. She wanted to release him. But the advocate on the other side told that thrice is already forgiven. Thrice. So this is the fourth time. You can't forgive her, forgive him. But still Victoria is only pressing. What you say, everything is against him. But can't you incite any instance in his favor? Then that gentleman, he could understand her position and told his household life is said to be good. Her household life. Then Victoria, then this time also, when some goodness can be traced in him, so this time also forgive him. I incited this example when I requested the committee they forgive this time, first time, the all them, the Hamsadut, then this Jayatirtha Maharaj, Nage, Tamal Krishna, and some other.
I am taking some a portion of his energy, consciously or unconsciously, of him, and I am connecting it with the service of Krishna through a devotee. So he is purely being benefited in his life eternal. This accumulated, this energy utilized through some devotees, that will be accumulated, and when sufficient in Puriman, in magnitude, it will attract him towards the Lord. It will create Shraddha in him, faith in him. So our Guru Maharaj previously told that I want 1 lakh of pies, then say. Then when one gentleman came with 3 lakhs of rupees to construct a temple, one of his sannyasi disciples told him, Guruji, you wanted 1 lakh of pies, but 3 lakhs of rupees has been given by one single man. Then he answered, I did not want from one person. 1 lakh of pies means from 1 lakh of men, creating Sukriti in at least 1 lakh of person. So to collect, apparently it may seem that I am a beggar and he is a giver, but really I am giver
under the direction of the Lord, and he is beggar. I am giving him unconsciously some, injecting some goodness in him. Sukriti, that is, nirgun. Nirgun means transcendental, a drop of transcendental devotion. I am living him in the town. By utilizing his energy, unconscious of him, putting to some service in the Lord. This is the underlying principle of begging from door to door at any place, that they are using in the mortal world their energy as being more and more mortalized. But I am giving some connection with immortal through his energy, and that is Sukriti. And Sukriti, when sufficiently accumulated, creates Shraddha. Bhaktisti Bhagavat Bhakta Sangena Parijayati Satsanga Prapati Kumbhi Sukriti Purva Sanchitai. Sukriti will bring us to the association of the sadhu. No other way to come to the feet of the real sadhu. Only Sukriti can come, only Sukriti. So for that, and also for us, to give everything for the service of Krishna, that is our name, fame, everything. Our credit, everything we should devote to Krishna, whole self. I shall devote to Krishna, I shall do anything and everything for his satisfaction through his devotees and the scriptures revealed. So we would like to do some service. I think I asked Paribraja Maharaj also. He perhaps, his visa may allow him to stay for 15 or some.
Fifteen more days.
So at least 10 days. He may accompany the public, religious public, they help this festival to be managed. So you come and we also help many sadhus and many ordinary grihastha, men, women, they will come for the circumambulation of the nine islands, Navadvipa, Mahaprabhu, with Sankirtan. That will be a very religious scenery. We all come and see and partake in that. And for that, some rice, wheat, some ghee, tel, oil, some potato, whatever you like to give us, we shall take it there. This way. This way to collect funds for the annual celebration. To try in our hand, but the result is in the hand of Krishna. Sometimes this experience we have got, sometimes we tried hard in one place, but no sufficient result. But in another place, with least endeavor, we get much. While we give much attention, sometimes we may fail there, and with very least attention and energy, we get more. And we manage by Krishna. So we do not know what will happen, but we shall try. We shall try. Parmanye badhita raste ma palishu padajana. Don't look after the desert, but concentrate yourself, whole self, in discharge of your duty. That there may not be any fault in discharging your duty. That is your part. And what the result will come, good or bad, you have nothing to bother with that. It is his will. With this spirit, we have to go on collection. And also underline
that if I can get something from him to be utilized for the service of Mahaprabhu, then this man unconsciously will be benefited for his eternal life. That will be in the subconscious area. But wholly concentrate in your action and your duty. That is the key to success of one's life towards eternity. Then we come very close to eternity, eternal will, that self will. I am doing so much, expecting how I am, my labor is met with the eternal will. But I must not be rejected. Try to satisfy myself. Under any eventuality, there is a test in our life. This is not an endeavor for a day or two, but I am going to practice my transaction with the infinite, with the absolute for whole life. With that spirit and the courage, we shall come in the field.